Hello, America. Welcome to the welcome to the Glenn Beck program. We're so glad that you have joined us today. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. We have to start. Can we start, Pat, with Ashley Judd?
We can, yeah.
The statement.
I think we have to.
Have you had any friends say to you, when you've said to them, hey, I know how you feel. This is the way we felt under Barack Obama. And they say, oh, you cannot compare.
How dare you?
Barack Obama to Donald Trump. You cannot. Okay. All right. I know.
One is a god. The other a piece of trash.
I want you to hear this comparison and share this with the friend that may have said that to you. We go there right now.
Entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck program.
All right. Why do they say that? Why do they say that? You know, you can't say that about Barack Obama. You cannot compare Barack Obama to Donald Trump. That's just outrageous. You have to see the difference. Okay. We're told all the time that. How dare you compare the Nazis to whatever? How dare you compare the plight of the African American with whatever? Your Honor, if I may present Ashley Judd.
Tragedy, and it remains for me the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my lifetime. You know, raped as a child, bad. Re-raped by a political system that ordains a clown, really bad.
Oh, wait. So,
wow.
Worse
the
than
election.
Being molested as a child, the election of Donald Trump. She is comparing child rape and saying that's bad, but you know what's worse? Donald Trump.
And by the way, that is an actual comparison because she's saying one is worse than the other. She's comparing the two. What we usually do is not a comparison. No, we're not comparing that to that. That's not what we just did. That is what she just did.
Mm-hmm.
The political system rape is worse than her actual rape as a child.
Because rape as a child,
wow,
it's just bad.
Yeah.
Rape by a guy you don't want to be president,
the
being elected.
The election of Donald Trump.
That's really bad.
Really bad.
Wow.
Stunning.
Yeah. Wow. These people are absolutely unhinged. Absolutely unhinged.
You know, I said earlier on today's show, and I think in the first hour, until we get to a point to where we can be intellectually honest with each other and intellectually rigorous with each other, we're not going to solve anything. Not going to solve anything. If you want to condemn me for something, oh, Glenn Beck is just all hyperbole, then you must condemn her. I am waiting for someone. I was talking to George Lang, who is my communist photographer friend.
He's not a communist.
He's practically a communist. He thought the Cuban swimsuit thing that he was wearing, he came over to my house years ago, and he had Cuban flag swim trunks. And he said he brought this because it was the American flag. Now, he says he was joking, but I think he wasn't. Anyway, if you're a longtime listener of this program, you know and love George. He's a great guy. But he, you know, he lives in Boulder, Colorado. He's a progressive.
And more, he's also a world-renowned photographer, which you have not included in this conversation.
Whatever.
Yet.
So he's taking pictures of everybody. Guy? Yeah, whatever. He is a world-class photographer, a really good guy and
still
friend,
communist.
And communist. And so he was over at the house this weekend, and we were talking, and I said, George, when will someone in the press say, like Chuck Todd? And I think Chuck Todd tries to be fair and honest. if Chuck Todd would get on Meet the Press and say, I want to talk to half of the country, the half of the country that thinks that we have been unfair. I have personally gone out on Facebook and everything else, and I have tried to listen to them, and I've tried to understand what you're feeling. And I know that a lot of people try to make you into, you know, Nazis or hate mongers, or, you know, you want to round everybody up. But I see what you are going through and what you're feeling right now. And what you're feeling right now is your income hasn't grown in 15 years. You're worried about how to put your kids through school. You're worried about more regulation. You're worried about all these things. You're worried about health care. And you believe that Barack Obama made these things worse. And we made it worse for you because at the time, we didn't stop and really try to figure out who the person in the Tea Party was. We dealt with you as a group. And we took a few people who were part of just politics. And I see our mistake right now. Many of the people that marched were not part of politics. They were really worried about the country and the Constitution. And while that was happening, we dismissed things from Barack Obama. For instance, he did more to silence the press than all other presidents combined. He was wiretapping. He was doing this. He was doing that. And we thought somehow or another, well, it's going to be okay. But now that Donald Trump is in, we see that we should have been strong against these kinds of power in the country back then. So while I can't prove to you until the next president comes out, and he's a Democrat or she's a Democrat, I can't prove to you that we've learned our lesson. But I will tell you, we're going to try to be more fair. We're going to try to really listen to you. We're going to try to see you beyond a label. And we are going to hold this president's feet to the fire. And here's what I can't prove. We should have done it to the last president, and we didn't. And so we're going to hold the feet to the fire to the next president. But I ask for your forgiveness of the past, and if we can, start over. And if you don't believe me, just keep watching. You'll see it in our actions. Do you know how far that would go to heal the nation and to start trusting the press again? I said that to George, and nobody has gotten that until George. And he finally stopped and listened, and he was like, okay, I get that. Why can't the press see this? Is it because, again, they're too far in their bubble and they don't have anyone? Or do they just have an agenda, they don't care? I don't believe that. I really don't believe that. It's in their financial interest to care about half the country. And I've talked to many of them. They do care. It doesn't make sense to cut their ratings in half, to cut their newspaper subscriptions in half. They don't want to. The New York Times doesn't want to. I'm convinced the people they're around don't see the world the same way. And so they're getting a secondhand view. And that's what's happening. And if we don't have some people in the media that will sit up and say, hey, this is what's going on, and be able to say, look, what Ashley Judd did here is crazy. Is there any, can search Ashley Judd upsets leftists, upsets Democrats? So just Google search that real quick. See if anything comes up. What else could you search for to see if anybody on the left spoke out and said, this is horrible?
I guess we could just look at that news story and see I mean, I'm looking at Breitbart, American Thinker.
No, those are all from the right. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Is there anybody, did any women's organization, any rape organization come out and say, oh my gosh, as rape victims, we are horrified by that?
Don't see anything like that.
No.
Why? You know, if somebody said that on the right, the Tides Foundation would have already had a Raped Women's of America group that would pop up someplace and be protesting.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stop using these things, because the right reaction to this, quite honestly, is the reaction that most people are giving it right now. She's nuts. That's the right reaction. Not a big protest, not a take her down, not a you've got to be silenced and make good for what you've said. No, just blow her off. The way, because the right isn't as well organized and doesn't have the mouthpiece of the press, the big national press, the reaction up until recently of the right is usually the right reaction because we don't have any teeth to us. Whatever. That's the way the left should be reacting to everything as well. Whatever. Because I think that's the way everybody else does. But the politicians and the political parties and the advocacy groups that are really only about getting people elected, they are training us to get onto Facebook and be outraged by every single little thing. We wouldn't have a problem in this country if somebody was saying a prayer, an atheist just went to their son and daughter, hey, you live in a Christian country, and this is part of the culture, and we respect other people, and we just go along with it. Unless it's like, and I pray for all the atheists like the one in the third row to wake up and come here or they're going to burn into fires of hell. Then maybe I say something as an atheist parent. But if you're just saying a prayer, get over it, man. If you're a Christian and the Jewish person is getting up and saying a prayer, do you really have a problem with it? Let it go. If I am in Dearborn, Michigan, and I'm at the school in Dearborn, Michigan, and everybody there is Muslim, and I'm the one Christian kid, do I go fight against the school? No, I'm in Dearborn, Michigan, for the love of Pete. That's what the local standard is.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people take that as they have to be altruistic to do those things, like to not care. Like, why should I be nice to them if they're not going to be nice to us? Think of it selfishly. Your life gets a hell of a lot better when you're not whining about what everyone else is doing. You're going to feel better about your life. You know, don't worry about being nice. That's great. That's a great side effect.
I taught something in my Sunday school class this week. It was about something our church calls the priesthood. And I said, if you had to boil the Bible down, what would you boil it down to? If I said you can only, Old and New Testament, you could only take away one point for life and teach one point for better living, what would it be? That it teaches you in the Bible. What's the point of the Bible? What is it teaching you? If you can only boil it down to one thing, there are many laws, many things that you have to know, but if you will boil it down to one thing, what would it be?
Love,
right? Love. In our church, we have what's called the priesthood, which is all men are priests, and we have to serve. I said, if you boil that down, what is it? Service. Now, how does that work? When you serve, you want to serve God, serve your fellow man. When you serve, you get out of yourself and you notice that your problems aren't so big. The universal secrets, love and service. If we were truly worried about our fellow man and actually going and engaging by doing more than giving speeches, actually going and serving, so many of our problems would go away. We'd stop whining about things.
Priesthood's a great example of that because you can't use it for your own benefit.
Correct.
You have to serve others with it.
Yeah, you can't bless yourself.
Mm-hmm.
888-727-BACK.
This is
the Glenn Beck Program.
Oh, Pat's on a rant. He's on a tirade. Go ahead, Pat.
Oh, my God. This
this Iowa high school basketball game story is so, well, it's four words. Agonizing.
That's that.
It's four, just those four words sum the whole thing up. I think they're in the state tournament time, but Valley High School played Des Moines North, and Valley has a tradition of, for big important games, dressing up in red, white, and blue. They wear American flag colors.
Oh my gosh!
And so they did that for this game.
I can already feel
hatred. Yeah, you're right. So the other team was all offended by the fact that the students in the student section were dressed in red, white, and blue. Why? Do you not live here too? Could you not have dressed in red, white, and blue if you wanted to? I think you could. But one of the coaches said, what the hell were they thinking? We're a diverse school with a diverse population of students. And?
Look, if you move to America and you even come here illegally, you came here.
Came here for
Why?
A reason.
For a reason. Because we're better than your suck-ass country that you ran from.
Right, thank
so
you.
Even if you're here illegally, there's not some like, hey, this is a great country.
I
don't get it. Yeah.
If you're so offended by the American flag, you need to get out.
Yes.
You need to go home.
And once again,
I mean, if you really
story.
Don't, I don't understand it. Then why did your family bring you here? If
right.
it's not a better place, then why did your family come here?
Listen to this Facebook posting of one of the moms of the other high school. For the supporters of one team from a primarily white part of town to paint themselves as the team of the USA strongly implies that the other team, the less white team, is less American.
Okay, stop.
What doesn't say anything about
you? Here's what I would say to her.
Doesn't say anything about you.
Honey, that's you.
Right.
That's all coming from you.
That's right.
You're the one thinking that.
You're thinking that.
Your sensibility. That's
not theirs.
If they
were holding signs that say,
yeah,
white
we're Americans,
power,
you're
we're
not.
Americans, you're not, then I'll be with you.
Yeah.
But
yes.
From what I know, just wearing red, white, and blue colors as a tradition, and you're coming in and you're some other race that right. I don't understand. All races are welcome here in America.
And who should like the country more than its own citizens?
Right.
Refugees.
Yes.
Yeah. That's who.
Yeah. Yeah, you look outside
refugees
and you
immigrants.
See there's no ISIS fighters raping, torturing, and cutting the heads off of people. You're in a better place, right?
Right. And they
are
mentioned
these
specifically
refugees?
There's
many
a couple
of them
of
are
refugees.
Yeah.
In the article, you could make the argument theoretically, and I don't think this would be a good argument.
They should be
but
grateful
you,
to yeah. this nation.
You yeah. could make the argument if they had never done this before, but they do it all the time.
Yeah, I don't even know then if you could. I mean, it's still not saying anything about you unless you're taunting them.
Right, unless you're taunting them. However, they could wear red, white, and blue
too. They should be coming in red, white, and blue colors.
Yes,
we've
and they
just
could have.
Saved you.
They could have.
Our country just saved you.
Just
how about a thank you, America?
Agonizing.
Oh my, you're right. Four words.
Agonizing.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
What you're talking about with this red, white, and blue thing in Iowa is not new to the planet. If you're in Norway, you're in Sweden, you fly the Swedish flag, and you are considered the racist person on your block.
That's crazy. Mm. So you can't show patriotism anymore?
No.
This is really interesting. No. We actually have science to do here, though.
Thank you, Stu.
We have a spoons segment here.
Now, for those of you who don't listen to the Pat and Stu show, spoons is...
Well, are there people who don't listen to the Pat and Stu show?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think that person
they
exists.
You're talking down to people. But yes, spoons is a segment of science in which we taste test the fabulous new food
Very much
products.
Against our will. We don't want to eat while we're on the air. We just have to for science.
We have to. And the name was titled Spoons because Number one, obviously, today we have ice cream. We eat that with a spoon. Also, spoons at the time was the only word Jeffy knew how to say.
Spoons.
Yeah, he would say that a lot to you know, complicated political questions. He would just answer spoons, and it didn't really make much sense. But I thought it fit here.
But he's grown out of that.
Yeah,
a little bit. He can now say 18.
He can say 18 now.
Mm-hmm. And he can say
nasty bougie sauce.
Yeah,
he can say those things. So,
I don't know why.
He's grown. He's grown a lot.
So today, obviously, we have Bluebell ice cream cone flavor. Now, this, of course, is wonderful.
For those unfortunate souls in states without Bluebell ice cream.
Why isn't this available everywhere?
You need to move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to.
Seriously, why isn't this available?
Well, they had a little distribution issue the last few months.
Yeah, we've heard that. With that. We don't care about it at all. This is vanilla-flavored ice cream with dark chocolate-coated cone pieces.
Oh, my God.
Chopped roasted peanuts and a chocolate sundae sauce swirl.
Oh, my God.
What's your color of them?
Take a little bite. Oh, and it's right at that right point where you take it out of the freezer and it melts just a little.
Oh my gosh, this is good.
Okay.
It's really
Bluebell
good.
Is the best ice cream ever.
I could do without chopped peanuts in it, but other than
that, I could go
with it. It's good.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't want peanuts in my ice cream.
Oh yeah, it's very chocolatey.
I don't want nuts in any of my food.
Me neither.
Even Snickers bars.
This is a different candy bar.
It's called Milky Way.
Even my Payday bars.
Payday bars? That's almost like 80% peanuts. This is really good.
Really good.
I will say, key thing with ice cream is getting enough toppings in there. And so far, very, very good on that front. That's a key part
this
of
is delicious.
Now, what we normally do for science then is to rate the food item on a scale of 1 to 18 because
18
is all Jeffy can say. That's as high as he can count. And so we went with that scale to sort of honor him.
And what is an 18?
Not this.
That's like you would eat it all the time. You would buy it. It's one of the best things you've ever had.
I don't know. Have we ever had an 18?
No.
I know I've had a 17, which for me was Red Velvet Chips Ahoy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I would give this like a 15.
I'd give this a 15.
The peanuts in it bring it down about three notches to me. But it's really good.
That's good.
Yeah. It's Bluebell, so it gets it. It's automatically at a 14, because just vanilla Bluebell vanilla is the best ice cream made.
It's very creamy. I mean, it's
amazingly good. Tasty vanilla. I don't know what they do to it, but it's excellent.
And I don't want to know.
I wouldn't say
it might be illegal.
No, right?
And I don't care.
Yeah,
it's a good flavor. I wouldn't say it's incredibly innovative.
Right.
You know, it's like a fudge swirl ice cream. With some cone pieces in there.
No, stop.
It's good. It's really good ice cream. I'll give it a 13 on a scale.
I will say, though, that Bluebell is a company so popular that a year or so ago, they had a little scare with Listeria. I think a couple of people died from it. It happened in their plant. So they had to shut down completely. I mean, they shut down and cleaned out their plants. And
twice, right?
I mean, didn't operate, and they didn't produce any ice cream for
empty in the grocery stores.
6 months? And they have like a 60 share in Dallas, Texas. So about 60% of all the ice cream purchased here is Bluebell. So it takes up a lot of shelf space. And that was empty for a while. And no one even hesitated when they came back. They were like, I don't care if it's loaded with Listeria. It could be loaded with lice. I don't care. I'm going and buying and eating it.
It's good.
I had Bluebell ice cream in my freezer when they had those problems.
So did I.
And I finished the container.
Me too.
Even knowing...
Tanya said to me, we should throw that away.
I wouldn't
away.
Do that with
Listeria.
Any other.
And I was like, whatever. I don't care if I get sick.
Sometimes things are just
worth it. This is the new Ebola flavored. I'm okay. I don't think that's cherry flavoring in that. No.
It's actual
Ebola blood.
It was shipped to Liberia for 3 months before shipped here. You sure you want to eat it?
Yes. I'm really fine with it.
So, Glenn, you're 1 to 18 scale?
I'll give it a 15.
15?
Jeffy?
Yeah, somewhere in there is good.
No, that's not the way this...
As always.
I'm a new player. That's not the way it works.
Even Glenn
knows.
You have
to pick a number.
I did. It was somewhere in there.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think, Stu?
I went 13. 13.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe
you
better
said
it
was a 14.
It's quite good. I don't know if it's...
You know. Are you an ice cream lover?
I do like ice cream quite a bit.
I usually don't eat much.
So wait, I stopped eating because it's like...
I usually don't eat much.
Do you guys just eat the whole pint? Is that what
happens?
That's
usually the way it goes.
I don't eat it more than once a day. I pretty much limit myself to that.
I don't
once or twice.
I don't like more than... Like one of these, There's, you know, maybe a couple, two or three times a day. That's about it.
You know, the sad thing about the pint is women look at that differently than men.
They sure do.
Women look at that like that's going to be in the refrigerator, the freezer for maybe a couple of weeks.
Well, can I tell
you? That is, no. I take it like it's like toothpaste, and I squeeze it out of the bottom into a bowl.
Servings per container, four.
Four? There are not four servings in that.
Just us.
What?
No.
Four, that's a, please, that's a one ridiculous. Sitting. By yourself.
Yes.
One sitting.
One sitting.
Pat it's not and even
I,
a sitting.
Pat and I mean, nobody will do, nobody will.
This is not even a sitting, my friend.
You know what? I should make ice. I should make a bowl of ice cream for you guys. Just a vanilla with Hershey's chocolate. Uh-huh. Get some Bluebell vanilla ice cream, okay. Hershey's chocolate, because there is a science to loading the bowl.
I have, I will say, I have had.
Right, Pat? You lived at my house for a while.
Absolutely.
And I've had ice cream at Glenn's house before. I've never seen a bowl of ice cream like the one I received at Glenn's house. It had to come from at least 2 half-gallons.
We don't ask those questions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We don't ask those questions.
You don't want to know that.
My dad used to buy the big 5 gallon drums.
Yes,
we used to buy those big 5 gallon drums, and they were gone every week.
I mean, I remember seeing them. I don't ever remember opening them and eating them.
Yeah, no, neither do I.
My father used to make the regular pudding that you'd make on the stove with milk and everything, not the instant stuff. And when it's hot before it gels, you pour that over ice cream.
Yeah, so good.
Oh my gosh!
Wow, that sounds so good.
Outstanding.
So good.
Daddy,
my mother used to make cheaters. Lemon meringue pie for me. She would make the lemon pudding, and she would take graham crackers and grind them all up, and then she would just make some meringue, and then just whip it all together.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds really good. That's really good.
This is pretty.
This is
Although,
a good is... segment of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not for the listeners, but I am enjoying this segment.
Well, I will say today is obviously National Pie Day. 3.14. Okay, it's National Pie Day. We did ice cream. That made no sense. However, we should be doing pie, so
had
I would assume after the commercial we'll have pie.
Had I known, I would have asked Hannah. She made pie this weekend for some unknown reason.
What?
Oh, my gosh. She made strawberry rhubarb pie from scratch, her own recipe. It's the best strawberry rhubarb pie I've ever had.
How is it we're not sampling that? How is it?
Yeah, where is it? Why don't we have it here?
I mean, we don't believe
because
you.
Because this
don't
is, first of all, this is your segment. And
it's an outrage.
It's sampling things that people can go out and buy.
Right.
No, that's not the point.
Well, we could post the recipe to Hannah's.
She may be one of those people. I don't know. This is her recipe. She may be one of those people like, I'm not giving away that recipe.
Well, we'll either post the recipe or we'll post a hit piece on your daughter until she delivers the recipe.
Right?
We've got the power of the media behind us.
All right, I never thought of it that way.
Right.
Okay. Trasher parenting, trash. I mean, we'll just
whatever.
Hit piece after hit piece after hit piece.
So I just go home to my daughter today and say, make a pie, make it good, give me the recipe, or I take you down.
Yeah, we destroy your. I mean, what else are we going to do with this company? Let's destroy your daughter. Or that sounds we'll get like pie. Or we'll get pie. I mean, that's the better one.
We
want that. Just like, you know.
We don't want to destroy you, honey.
Islamic extremists, they want to convert you. They don't want to kill you. They want to convert you, or you can pay the tax.
Right.
But they will kill you if they have to. That's all we're saying. We're like Islamic extremists.
Totally reasonable.
Of pie.
Right.
When it comes to pie, we're extremists. Is that any surprise to anyone in America? No.
So no what would we, they us. Say Allah Akbar, praise Allah, we would be la 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 Allah pie?
Yes.
Or Allah mode?
Allah
mode. Maybe that's not bad.
Allah mode.
Yeah, that could be.
And we have the ice cream.
Right.
Although when I say we have the ice cream, Jeffy's almost done with his entire pint.
Let me see that.
Oh, there's coming off in here.
Oh my gosh. He's like three bites away from the entire pint.
Seriously, if we walked out of this room right now, if we went to commercial, we'd come back and there would be nothing in any of these pints.
No, if we walked out, seriously, if we walked out and we weren't coming back for an hour and we weren't coming back into this room, all of our pie, all of our ice creams would be finished. And this guy.
Oh, no, I would put them back in the freezer, Glenn.
Right. Yeah, they'd be put away someplace.
Seriously, you're going to eat that entire pint. That entire pint is almost gone.
Come on, hang on just a second. Okay, it's sick
it's
because.
A pint.
It's sick.
You're kidding me?
It's sick because it's in front of people. But are you telling me.
Fine.
Your wife is gone or whatever.
Please.
And a pint is in. She's not going to look. You know, she's not going to look in the freezer for 2 days. Because I can get away and say, oh, honey, I ate that in three. I ate that Friday, Saturday, and I had some more on Sunday.
That's why you buy
You were gone. Mm-hmm. What she doesn't know is I did eat it all in one sitting.
And you went to buy more. Right. Go buy more.
Right. Yeah. Well, we don't have to throw that part in. But
I've done that.
Have you ever?
Yeah. just to cover it up.
Just to cover it up.
Just to cover.
Yeah, I put away a whole pint of Haagen-Dazs Dolce de Leche the other day.
Oh, you guys are still talking about
pints? Went
out and
got another one so she wouldn't know.
I'm talking about we're all guilty of that, right?
Right.
Wow, that is...
they don't do that for us, though.
No, they don't.
Why is it that we're always the ones in trouble?
I don't know.
We're always in trouble.
We hope that the impression is that our appearance is a result of a glandular situation. We hope they jump to that conclusion.
Okay, that's true.
Tell we've snuck the extra... For 8 gallons of ice cream.
Okay.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Let me go to Sean in Iowa. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the Glenn Beck Program.
Thank you very much. Long-time listener.
Thank you.
Enjoy your show, and I hope your producer gets feeling better soon.
Thank you.
I heard about the texting accident.
Yeah, bad texting accident that I'm not even aware of, but...
Yeah, I think he's talking about Dom.
Oh, Dom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And I now I'm wanting ice cream and pie. Yes.
It works. You're in Iowa. Do you know about West Des Moines Valley High School?
I do. I actually graduated in the 90s from West Des Moines Valley. And the West Des Moines Valley and East High School, North High School, and South High School have always had a huge division because they consider West Des Moines to be the West Des Moines and Urbandale schools to be the rich kid schools.
Right.
Even though my family was poor, they still considered it to be a rich school, rich mm-hmm. family, which, I mean, a lot of the kids driving around in fancy cars and trucks that mommy and daddy bought for them.
Sure.
Kind of helps with that little routine
sure.
thing.
Mm-hmm. Were they wearing red, white, and blue back then?
They were always patriotic. Valley High School was. I've actually been to a few
another reason to hate
high
them.
Schools and stuff in Des Moines, and my family has been to different schools as far as brothers and sisters and whatnot. And there's always been a division right there between the races. I mean, it is just. And it goes way back to the 60s. They just don't let it go. And that's a lot of the problem anymore. I mean, Valley High School is a very diverse school. We had Arabic kids in the school. We had, from Pakistan, Iran. We had a large population of Asian kids in the school, as well as white kids, black kids. And we had race fights at our school. We had race fights with other schools. I mean,
I just did not grow up around this. It is so bizarre. I mean, it just seems so 1950s and 60s to me. It's just so bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, they even had little cliques and stuff where they had the Bloods, the Bloods and the Crips were there in all those schools.
Iowa?
And then you had groups that called themselves the Cowboys at Valley High School and at South Lincoln High School. It's crazy. If you drive around in a pickup truck in a cowboy hat, you're automatically racist. And if you drive in a fancy car, then you're a preppy rich kid.
Right.
The division is just there. I mean, the Valley High School had to set up diversity classes and meetings for kids to go to. Because if they got in trouble with another kid of another race, then they automatically had to go to it.
Sean, I appreciate it. Thanks for the cheery note. And
it's fun.
It didn't slow Jeffy down. He is now on his fully second pint.
Thanks for calling, Sean.
He took, during the break, all of ours.
Well, you're not going to eat them. I don't want them to melt all over the studio.
You have them sitting on your computer. It's a company computer. And
this is sad, Jeffy. This is sad. This is a cry for help right here. This is a cry for help. Help me.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.